CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Some of the biggest sporting events in the world, there's the Olympics, there's the Paralympics, there's the World Cup. What else have we got?
Commonwealth Games.
Winter Olympics. Anything where there's a competition involved, I'm on board. But have you heard of the World Skills International Competition?
No.
Oh, this is good.
It's taking place
in Abu Dhabi this year.
Yep.
And it's essentially where Australia's best young apprentices will take part in the World Skills Championships.
That's not bad, actually.
It's actually really cool. So there's 51 different skill categories, everything from car painting to landscape gardening to beauty therapy and hairdressing, and they will compete against people from around the world in these different categories.
How long has this been a thing for?
I don't know. I've never heard of it before, but our team even have a name.
There's always. You've got the rugby league girls who are the Gillaroos.
Yes.
The Matildas are the Australian soccer team. Ollie Roos.
The Socceroos.
There's so many. All right, well, here we go. What's the apprenticeship team name?
Our team for the World Skills Championships is the Skillaroos.
Well done!
It's good.
Well, no, that deserves a round of applause.
That's good. I'm sure the tradies listening right now are probably thinking, how can I get on board with this? I'd love to win some stuff. But unfortunately, the Australian government haven't really put any incentives behind it. Whereas the Korean government, get this, if you are playing in the games for Korea and you win a gold medal, you could take home up to $200,000.
What?
Yep. And also an exemption from the military service. And in Korea, that is a good prize. A very, very good prize. Here in Australia, you know what the prize is?
What?
A pie and a chocolate milk.
That's what they get still for good. Breakfast every
no, still
morning.
Still good. I'd be happy. Still good.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
I was away end of last week. I was up in Brisbane seeing some family.
Went home for a bit.
Doing some shopping.
Hey.
Bit of this, bit of that. But I needed to share with you, I actually drove back from Brisbane to the coast over the weekend.
A little bit of a road trip.
That's right. 9.5 hours. Road trip.
How many times did you stop?
Actually stopped and like sat and what? None.
Oh,
it was a friend of mine and I, so we shared the driving, but still,
it's
who
still
ever
hard.
Said that a road trip was fun? It's not fun. It was horrible. Terrible. No.
Yes.
I'm not a road trip kind of person.
Is it because you can't handle sitting in the one spot for too long? You get bored? What is it? Why don't you like them?
I think it's a bunch of everything.
Yeah.
And, like, the worst part is if you're with a friend, like, you can't even play a game because one person has to be concentrating. I'm the type of person I get too anxious to go to sleep because I'm worried about my friend's driving.
Really?
Oh, well, actually, I had a little sleep.
I was going to say, you've fallen asleep on me while I'm driving plenty of times. So.
I trust your driving.
No, I'll
even though it can be quite fast.
No, it cannot.
No, it can.
I'm fine.
9.5 hours. We did it in one day. I think we left at like 10 o'clock in the morning and we got into the Central Coast at like 9:30.
Yep.
But then like daylight savings, give or take. But it's a long way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you go through some cool places and I learnt a lot of stuff. This is what I learnt. You know, in between, like when you're on a road trip, especially from like Queensland down to New South Wales, there's like little townships like Port Macquarie, Coffs Harbour.
Buller Deal is one of my favourites.
Oh, yeah. How can we forget? That's a great place. But have you ever looked at the map and they're always like the same distance apart? Have you ever like really noticed that?
No.
Like there's always like a certain distance in between each town.
No.
Do you know why that is?
No.
Because back in the day they did that because that's how far a horse could travel in a day.
Oh my. Really?
Well, I'm guessing, but I'm
what
assuming.
Do you mean you're guessing?
Well, I did some research, but
oh,
I mean it's
Brie.
Google. No, but it's true. So the townships are that far apart because that's how far, yeah, how far a horse could travel.
TBC, a little bit there. We're not actually
that's
sure
what
of
my
that
dad
fact.
Said, and he knows everything.
Put a little asterisk there. It was Dr. Google that told her that. She's not actually 100% sure whether that's true or not.
I'd like to know on 13, 12, 16 mm-hmm. this morning. Can anyone top that? I did 9.5 hours in one day, mate. I'm the road trip queen.
Oh, okay.
Can you top it? How far did you road trip?
Without a stop or just in general?
Just in general.
How far have you gone? 13, 12, 16.
Oh, I reckon some people would have gone really far.
Do you want to take road trip horror stories as well?
Why not? Bit of both.
How far have you gone? 13, 12, 16, the longest road trip scores themselves.
Done. Yeah, what?
Tickets to Kingswood at Long Jetty Hotel.
Excellent.
13, 12, 16 here at C.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
I tell you what, a friendship of mine was tested over the weekend when I road tripped from Brisbane all the way to the Central Coast.
Has to happen.
9.5 hours, let's just call it 10 because we didn't take
pretty much
barely any stops. It was a straight shot all the way through Coffs Harbour, Port Macquarie. What was the one you said?
Buller Dealer. It's a good place.
Buller Dealer.
My friends like to call it Buller Dealer, but it's Buller Dealer.
It was a delightful place.
was it?
Whoever said a road trip was fun was a liar.
No, they're not. No. Everyone enjoys a good road trip.
Hated it.
Everyone enjoys a good road trip.
I want to know, on 13, 12, 16, how long was your road trip?
Murray's given us a call on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Murray.
Morning.
How you going?
Very well. I heard you're on a road trip right now.
On the road trip at the moment. I could do 9.5 hours standing on my head.
Where are you going, Murray?
We're going back to Melbourne at the moment, just pretty much from Newcastle. Visit a mate up here and, yeah, on the road at the moment. Three of us in this little Land Cruiser. Two of us have drunk a bottle of tequila last night. Feeling pretty good.
Let's drink responsibly, you, Murray.
Come on. Here's an idea. We're doing a really long road trip. Let's get really drunk the night before and be hungover.
You can't go wrong.
No, you can go wrong, Murray. Thanks for your call, Murray.
How many hours is that, is it?
It's close to 10. My dad does it. It's ridiculous.
It's a long one.
Jaden in Gorrican. Morning.
How you going?
Very well. I believe you road trip up to Queensland, did you?
Yeah, me and my missus at the time, we had a pretty tight schedule and wanted to get up there as soon as we could. So we left the Central Coast around 10 o'clock on a Saturday. It's about a 20-hour drive, and then we got to Mackay at about 1 o'clock the following day. So about 26, 27 hours. We did 20 hours driving.
And you say your missus at the time, did you obviously break up after that road trip?
Oh, quite a long time after it. Yeah.
It was the catalyst.
Blame the road trip.
It was the catalyst, Jaden.
Blame the road trip, Jaden. Thanks for your call. Lastly, we've got Terry in Wang. Morning, Terry.
Morning, Tez.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. What was your road trip?
So my road trip was the University of Alabama, where I went to school. I'm from the U.S. originally, and I drove to University of Kansas, and that was about 20 hours, but that was by myself.
Oh, that's not even a good road trip by yourself,
is that
Terry.
Route 66, no, though, Terry?
No, I did do a road trip to home, which is Philadelphia, to Kansas with a friend, and that was actually quite fun.
No, it's never fun, Terry.
And
are you still friends afterwards?
What's that?
Are you still friends afterwards after a long road trip?
Yeah, of course. Although I live in Australia now and he lives in the US, so, you know.
Road trip to the US! Hey, just to put it out there, a road trip with my friend. Friend up for grabs.
We're no, don't!
After a road trip, don't do it.
So no road trips for the show then?
I don't like any of you anyway.
So it doesn't matter.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
The end of the school holidays.
Can you just hear that? Listen, it's a bunch of parents sighing with relief.
It's also the shopping centres returning back to normal.
Oh, it is too.
School holidays are over. The kids are back at school, so we thought
we can talk about them behind their backs.
On 13, 12, 16, a school holiday rant hotline. Bree in Marty, you've given us a call. What happened?
Well, I'm just at school now. I've just dropped my kids off, thank gosh.
All I can say is hooray. Hooray, thank God.
How many kids do you have, Brie?
I've got two girls and two boys, and the two girls have gone back to school, so all I can say is thank God.
Oh, well, at least you've halved your kid intake, Brie.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I just couldn't. I'm so glad the school holidays are over. Like, they got into my makeup, they got into everything. All through school holidays, don't listen.
Just nothing.
I just hear Brie. I just see the school gates. I'm like, yes.
As she's driving up.
Freedom!
Jamie Lee's giving us a call in Glenning Valley. Morning, Jamie.
Morning.
Morning.
What's your school holiday rant? What happened?
Mine become leeches and stick to your leg like a octopus.
How many do you have?
I have two.
So is that one on each leg, Jamie, as you're trying to walk through the house?
Oh, mate, one's on a hip and leg and one's on a leg.
Is it a lot of work, Jamie, like dealing with them? Obviously, it's like 24-7. Usually you get that break of taking them to school. Like, how hard is it? Like, do you have to come up with games and stuff for them?
Oh, look, it is that hard to the point that they don't even know how to self-entertain themselves with a bedroom full of stuff that they've probably got for Christmas.
Jamie, give them a ball and a stick. Send them outside and say, deal with it.
They can play sticky, sticky ball. That's what Brie grew up with.
Hey, that's a really good game. Or pine cone wars, where you just hurl pine cones at each
other. That's not going to end well, mate. No, they're good. Pretty solid.
Or my brother and I were pyromaniacs. We started at some fires.
You're giving the kids ideas now. Melissa on 13, 12, 16. Mel, wrap it up for us. What happened?
She's fell asleep.
Hello, Mel.
She's gotten rid of the kids and now she's asleep.
Melissa. Maybe not. She's done.
She's
Mel's
so
done.
Relieved. She
can't
even talk.
Relaxed so much.
She's so relieved.
I reckon we give these Kingswood tickets to Jamie Lee.
Yeah, you got them, Jamie.
Thank you so much.
You're heading along to see Kingswood taking on the Long Jetty Hotel the 28th of October. You can get your tickets oztick.com.au, but you've just scored them for free, all because you had the kids leeching off you, Jamie.
Oh, I'd never get rid of them.
Jamie, here's a tip for next time. And any other parents listening, this is what my mum used to do in the school holidays.
Oh, okay, mum and dad, go on.
Jamie, just come up with a treasure hunt. It'll take you a little bit of time to organise it, right? But that's fine. Come up with a treasure hunt. You draw up the map. But it's a treasure hunt that never ends. The kids will be on it for 2 weeks.
They go round in circles. 2 weeks later, the end of the school holidays, they've grown beards. They're outside in tattered clothes.
They'll never mark the spot. They'll be still looking for treasure.
Yes, I've got a bush behind my house.
Oh, Jamie, perfect. She's on board.
Perfect.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
We've got our lovely news reader, Sarah, in here with us.
I want to do an impression of you for a second because you're new here. Yeah, just a little impression.
Here we go.
I'm Sarah Iliano with the latest. Was that good?
That was so good.
Not That's bad. What a real journalist sounds like. We're just fake journalists.
Journalists study. We use journalists very lightly, and Sarah's right. We do have fake news right now.
I don't give a sh news.
Just all those stories on the internet where you look at them and you go, is that news or is it just something we just don't care about?
Basically all the clickbait stories. And the way that this game works is I have one of those stories. Brie Thomasell, you have one of those stories. And Sarah, it is your job to choose which one you care less about.
Because you're the real journalist, right?
Got my news values with
Yeah, exactly. She's on it.
Excellent. I don't think you'll need them for this segment.
All right.
But so the game is we need to sell you our story like it's a big deal, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we need to lie our butt off, okay?
Free.
All right.
You
am I
go
going first,
you
am
go
I?
You go first.
Oh, Sarah, you're not going to believe it. Massive, massive news in the entertainment world. It pretty much has stopped everything. Like, stop the presses, stop the magazines, because this is going to be front page. You wouldn't believe it. But James Woods is retiring, everyone. He's retiring. By the look of your face, you don't know who that is, and neither do I.
What do you mean you don't know who that is?
Hollywood actor. He was on The Simpsons.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, I'm in trouble.
He was on
she
The
cares.
Simpsons.
I'm in trouble.
He was in Hercules, the Disney movie, Hercules. He played
Oh, Hades. Guys. Oh, my God. Huge. Huge.
I don't give a news.
James Woods. Everyone cares about James Woods, mate.
When you have to Google it
he
to
was
see
on the
what
Simpsons.
He looks like.
Everyone knows James Woods.
She's trying to sell her story now.
Don't
fall into the trap,
retiring,
Sarah.
It is a big deal, okay?
Not a big deal.
It's a big deal. Sarah,
Oh, here we go.
Even bigger than that in Hollywood. It's a bigger star. Brie actually knows who this one is. Cara Delevingne.
Ooh, I care already.
Has got a new haircut.
I care. What is it?
No, you
don't.
No,
I really care.
People change their hair all the time, mate. She's gone a pixie cut and she's gone dark.
That's big news.
It's not big
news.
No,
it is.
They changed their hair. I got a haircut. Why aren't I in Scoopla?
I still cared.
No.
Oh, I care. Cara Delevingne. Who doesn't care about that? Sarah Iliano. She's one of the hottest models. She was a Victoria's Secret model. She's hot. People
care. Yeah, she's hot, but she got a new haircut. That's the story.
I don't give a sh** news.
Doesn't matter.
An actress's hair who we all know, or an actor we don't know.
We do know the actor.
Which story?
Which story do you care about less? Sersy?
She's torn.
Oh, well, I'm due to go to the hairdresser, I reckon, so it's got to be James.
Yes, I've won the
I never win this game.
Just letting you know, Sarah, it was the wrong choice.
It was the wrong choice.
It was the wrong choice.
No, it wasn't. She cares about it because she knows the pixie cut is in.
Yeah.
If Cara Delevingne's doing it, oh, that's big. We'll have that story also again.
No, we won't. Go away.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We got to talk about this. McDonald's, what's going on? Their latest burger that they're trialing, the McVegan.
Oh, even the name's not great, is it?
The McVegan. McDonald's, known for the Big Mac, the quarter pounder, just mounds of meat.
Are you on the side where they should just stick to what they know?
I don't know. I saw a picture of it. It doesn't look too bad.
Mm.
And I always feel for the vegetarians or the vegans.
Yeah, that's
on a night out, you're on your way home, everyone's on board, we're getting Big Macs, we're getting pounders.
And all bacon Irish chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
So,
I agree.
I don't know. It's interesting. The new veggie burger called the McVegan, it's got a soy-based patty along with pickles, tomato salad, and a special vegan McFeast sauce,
ooh,
it's called. All wrapped up in a Macca's bun.
So can you get it in Australia?
No. We miss out, unfortunately. They are trialing it as we speak in Finland for the test run.
What? Okay.
Apparently,
why Finland get a test run?
That's where they're test.
So special about Finland. Why don't we get a test run?
They're test running it there, and I think it's also going to be trialed in India, South Africa, and Germany.
Well, that would make sense a little bit.
Does it?
Well, India, they don't eat cow, so they don't have beef,
don't they?
No, cows are a holy animal to them, so
that's
they don't
right.
eat beef in India. So that would kind of make sense to put a vegan burger
there.
They have
there. The McLamb, though.
Yeah,
they
do. And I think they eat pork as well.
Isn't it weird how different McDonald's is around the world? Like, where have you tried McDonald's and thought to yourself, this ain't the same?
So I tried it in Fiji.
How was it? Oh, McDonald's Fiji.
I went to Fiji when I was younger and I made our taxi driver, there was only one on the whole island, and I made him go straight to McDonald's as soon as we got off the flight.
And?
Surprisingly similar.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
I had it in Japan.
Not the same.
Not the same. Everything is the filet-o fish in Japan.
When we went to Bali as well with Gorgeous Alan,
yeah,
we went to, Bali had it. They had similar burgers and that all tasted the same, but old mate got teriyaki chicken and rice, which was a thing on the menu over there.
That is so random.
Weird.
Well, the McVegan, they're set to roll out around the world. We'll see if we can get it here in Australia. But I thought we could do this morning. Where were you? We really want to know. Something we like to do on this show to get to know the people that listen. We'll take something that's happening, that's topical, which is the McVegan right now.
13, 12, 16. We're going to try and guess if you're vegan.
Yeah, let's go with vegetarian.
Vegetarian as well.
Because I feel like there's not many vegans. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I've only met one.
We'll take vegans or vegetarians. You don't have to be vegetarian.
Nope.
You don't have to be vegan. We're simply call up. You'll get to know if they are or if they aren't, and then I will guess.
You've got to try and stump Bree this morning. 13, 12, 16. If you are or are not a vegetarian, give us a call.
And if they can stump us, what have we got for them this morning?
We have a double pass to Flashback Fridays for the screening of Die Hard this Friday the 13th. Oh, that'll be a good one, actually. Flashback Fridays, your favourite retro films, only at Event Cinemas in Tuggerah. 13, 12, 16. Try and stump Bree this morning.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
We really want to know.
A little segment on our show where we talk about something topical, and then we get people to call up who listen to the show and we guess something based merely on their voice.
So that we can get to know the people that listen to the show this morning. Cassandra in Daly's Point. Morning.
Morning.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
There she is. Don't adjust your radio set because this morning we're talking about the latest thing from McDonald's, the McVegan.
Which is apparently getting trialled in Finland and other countries around the world. We'll get trialled here hopefully after that.
A soy-based patty along with pickles, tomato salad and special vegan sauce.
I already know whether the people on the phone are meat eaters or are vegan.
Excellent.
So it is down to you, Bree. And Cassandra, if you stump her this morning, you get a double pass to Flashback Fridays at Event Cinemas in Tuggera. Okay.
Fantastic.
All right, so she's got a few questions for you now, Cass.
My first question. What is your favourite animal?
My Labrador.
Good answer. I do
my,
love it.
Dogs are
my
good.
21 chickens.
Excellent.
Whom some are boys.
So they're roosters?
Yep.
Yeah. There used to be 26 chickens.
And can you do a rooster call for me this morning?
Daddy calls them roasters.
Roasters.
I don't know.
Can you do a cock-a-doodle-doo?
You really want me to do that?
Yes, I do.
She's fully serious.
I need to know, Cassandra.
Right, I have to do it the real way.
All right, here we go.
Well done, Cass. I feel like you deserve the tickets just for that.
Yeah, I think you're going to get the tickets anyway because that was delightful. I don't think you're vegan. I think you're a meat eater, Cassandra.
Bree.
Yes.
When I was 12, I turned vegetarian because my dad brought home some bulk meat and made it go back together again in the formation of an animal and clip a clop around the living room.
Oh. So you're telling me I'm wrong.
And then when I was 25, I turned vegan.
Damn it!
And I'm 43.
I'm a vegetarian and I ain't f***ing scared of him.
I love it, Cass. I love it. I was wrong this morning. Can I just say, Cassandra, at the moment, I'm actually trying not to eat as much meat as I can. So
you
I'm
should.
On board. I'm
you
on board.
Should.
And I feel great. Like, in all honesty,
it's
I feel really good.
Bad stuff.
Yep. I feel good. All right.
Thank you, Cass. A double pass
really
to Flashback Fridays.
Me. I thought she was definitely not vegan.
At Event Cinemas. Now she had you. She had you going the whole time. Danielle in Avoca. Good morning.
Morning, Danny.
Hi. Good morning.
Danny, you sound very happy. What's your favourite style of cuisine?
Style of cuisine?
What's your favourite country?
I don't think I could choose.
You can't?
Thai
too
food
many.
Pretty good.
Ooh, Thai food. Lots of veggies in Thai food.
All right, Well, don't try and sway me, Producer Rach. Danny, interesting. Would you say you're a happy kind of person?
I think so.
Do you know what the organisation PETA is?
No, I haven't heard of PETA, actually.
Interesting.
Okay, what do you think, Bree?
She's a meat eater.
Danny?
Yes.
Yes! Don't you tell me you're full,
just eat it. She got you this morning, Danny.
Just gotcha. Because I'm telling you now, a vegan would know the organisation PETA.
Well, Danny, you can just stick to the Big Mac at Macca's now. So
Okay.
You've got tickets as well. Flashback Fridays to the screening of Die Hard. Flashback Fridays,
thanks,
your favourite retro films, only at Event Cinemas. Tugger, congratulations, Danny.
Thanks.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
We know the A-League kicked off on the weekend, but the biggest thing in sport over the weekend has to be Bathurst.
I got to be honest, I really think today should be a public holiday. Just putting
it
out there.
We just had one for the NRL
Doesn't
and
matter.
AFL Grand Final.
No, but that's not a nationwide one all the time either.
True.
If you want to do public holidays, the day after Bathurst and the day after the Grand Finals.
Bathurst does get rowdy.
It does. Doesn't and one it? Person that knows that more than any other. Luke King from Luke King Racing. Morning.
Morning.
Good morning, ladies. How are you guys going?
Oh, you sound a bit
Yeah, I was
going
to say, Luke, I can guarantee we're feeling a lot better than you.
Yeah, if you don't know Luke, look, he's a local guy who races in the Toyota 86s before the V8s. And Luke, how was it?
Yeah, it's always a great weekend at Bathurst, but for us it was I'll try and paint a picture for you. Imagine if you and Gaundy were given race cars and told that you didn't have to pay for any damage. It was just absolute carnage all weekend,
that
basically.
That sounds like heaven. So. Not a good idea, ever. Sounds like a good time. It was really wet, obviously, on the track. How did you fare in terms of racing when the track is that wet?
Well, we were actually quite lucky on the Sunday morning, which was probably our biggest race in front of about 100,000 people. We missed the rain, so it only rained for the supercar race on the Sunday. So, which was great for us because I think a lot of our competitors were having enough trouble keeping it in a straight line and off my door panels as it was.
Yeah,
so,
I was gonna say you had a few accidents, yeah. Didn't you, Luke?
Yeah, we're lucky to actually have a car that's still running at the moment. So race one was pretty good for us. It was we made our way up into the top 10, but on the last lap, we unfortunately had to park it going up the hill after contact with another competitor, broke a steering arm. And then in race two that afternoon, we basically had major front and rear damage on the car after we got hit going up mountain straight.
And then what happened in the race?
She's been like this all morning, Luke. Sorry, I'm sorry.
I need to ask, can you tell us, Luke, if you win the Toyota 86s, which is obviously the race before the V8s, what's the prize money for a race to like Bathurst for the Toyota 86s?
Well, this is a sad thing. There's no prize money for a race win, but if you do win the championship, it's got a 50K prize packet on it. Ooh. So,
really? Yeah, I didn't know that.
It's all about consistency. Second's 30 grand, and I think third is about 15 or 20 or something like that. So,
and in terms of the V, do they win prize money if they win, take away the Bathurst title?
Yeah, the supercar guys do. I don't think it's like NASCAR when you win the Daytona 500 and you get $1 million in your bank account.
Not quite.
Little Australia's not that big, but yeah, it's definitely worthwhile winning the great race, that's for sure.
You say you had a few accidents, which you did, but can we just talk about the comeback that you made, Luke? Because you managed to get in the top 10 in the last race, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We managed to keep some of the championship leaders behind us after they were penalised for some of the contact that was made against us. We fought back from 21st position in the final race to get to 9th. So we only had about 4 racing laps to do that because some of that was a safety car from another accident that had happened. So
that's awesome. That's a really great result.
I think that's wicked.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I love that applause.
That's all right. I'll just keep it going for a little bit longer.
Of course, we saw the V8's David Reynolds from Holden took out the title. And you might remember him because he dated
Tahan from Big Brother.
That's how I know him.
Well, she was actually there yesterday.
Yeah, they're still dating.
Yes. Yeah, correct. So she, there was a few tears from her yesterday, but It was a great win from them, actually. They've worked so hard over the last couple of years, and that team has basically come from the back of the pack. With Reynolds on board, he's really brought them forward. So for them to win Bathurst, and they also finished, their second car finished 4th in the race as well. So, it was a great
Dale
underdog
Wood
sort of fight back
fourth.
From them.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. So the next time we'll be seeing you, Luke, will be in Newcastle at the end of the year.
Correct. Yes, Newcastle. We're really looking forward to that. I saw a track walk video of it the other day and pretty keen to race through the city and come up over that little skyline there towards the foreshore. So it should be pretty awesome.
Yeah, it'd be good to wrap up the V8 season with that. Thank you, Luke King, for
Did
joining
you ever need
us.
Me to step in, Luke? I'm always available. Speaking of that whole race carnage, don't have to pay. I've got good insurance. Suncorp.
No.
Oh, if you've got insurance, then that's fine. I'll just send you out first to take out everyone, and then I'll just jump in the car and win the race.
I'm in.
Not happening.
I am in.
Not happening.
No, I'm in.
Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Luke.
Before you guys cut me off, I've got to say a big thank you to a couple of local sponsors in Science Specialists at West Gosford and Precision Wheels at West Gosford. We wouldn't have been at Bathurst without them this weekend. So shout out to them. Thanks, guys.
Big shout out to those guys. Keep it local.
Local sponsors here at Sea.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
I was at my grandparents' place for dinner last night, and I was tagged in twice. Tagged in something, and it was the same post your on Facebook.
Your mum with a top off.
You're half right. She didn't have her top off this time.
That's my first guess.
But it was something to do with my mother. The Rugby League Bible is a page on Facebook. Now, let me put it. Yeah, you've figured it out what
your
it is now.
Your mum up with a Rugby League
Don't, player. No. 146,000 people follow this page. The Rugby League Bible, and all it says on it is A for commitment, and it is a picture of my mother's car.
Oh, I was going to say your mum with a top off.
No, neither of those. But can I just say, she's gone viral, so I've gotten her on the show. Mum.
Morning, Mary.
Yes?
You're an internet superstar this morning.
I know, I'm just wonderful.
You in this bloody car,
all right,
Mary,
mate.
If you've seen it, driving around the coast, it's a green Hyundai XL with a bunch of Rabideau stickers on it.
Rabideau stickers everywhere.
It's not the first time it's ended up on Facebook either.
No, that's true, but it's the first time that it's got over 800 people liking it, 57 shares and 500 comments.
Yeah, well, I happen to, every time I drive, like I'll be driving down the freeway to a game or something and all of a sudden the car will slow up beside me and you're going, what the hell? And you look over and they're taking photos of the car. And I get people all the time when I park in the car park going, can I take a photo of your car? And I'm going, yeah, sure, go for it.
I had to endure this, Mary, when you dropped me at the airport on Easter long weekend.
Oh,
the irony of it. And I was like, why is everyone looking at us, Mary? And I realised because we're in the biggest Rabideau supporter car ever.
How many stickers have you got, Mum?
Oh, I haven't even counted them. I have absolutely no idea.
Because when we're talking, when we say it's covered, we literally mean I've been with her through the whole process. Yep. She goes down to training, goes down to what is it, South Juniors, picks up some more
Not
stickers.
Not South Juniors, the South Headquarters.
Sorry.
Bunny Headquarters.
Bunnies do breed.
We do.
And they've bred all over your car, Mary.
And they are now
on the roof, on the bonnet, down the side, everywhere. There's still spaces, though. I'm still sort of trying to tweak a few spaces.
Mum,
Mary, stop. Yes. I need to know, Mary.
Yes.
Is it a sticker for every year they haven't won the grand final?
Bree. How many premierships has Brisbane won again? Sorry. South Sydney. 21 premierships,
mate,
the most in the competition.
Don't start, O'Brien. Look at what you've done.
We won a couple.
Look at what you've done.
You're in trouble.
The biggest South fan on the coast, and you've baited her. Yeah. Well done.
Bring it, Mary. I can take
it. There are so many people, Mum. If you see the car driving around the coast, it is my mum. Say hello to her. Yes. Her name's Mary.
Give her a toot.
Everybody waves to me, yeah.
Give her a
toot.
Flash her. She loves it.
But, Mum, I'm just going to say you've got a problem. That's all I'm going to say.
Never.
You're a bit obsessed. It's a problem. Yeah. I think you need
it's
to
not
stop.
A problem.
Nah, I love it, Mary. No, I say own it. I say own it. Go to town on those bunnies, Mary.
I do.
Enough. Enough with the bunnies, Mum. That's what I brought you on for, to say stop.
No.
Just enough.
No.
You've gone viral now. You've had your fun. We're done.
No, never.
Yeah, thanks, Mum. Thanks, Mum.
Never.
Bye.
Never.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.